Boys basketball up next here as they will be back at home on Friday night here against Cimarron, and it'll be 42-day hiatus between home games, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here with the matchup with Cimarron coming up on Friday night. We got a couple seniors joining us here, and first off, it's senior Sage Steckline. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, trying to stay warm.
Well, you know, I'm with you there, but at least it's been a little bit warmer there, and so it must be warm enough because you can go outside and wear shorts now.
Yeah, I think it's always warm enough for that, though.
Even last week when it was like about 0 degrees out?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I'll just wear that, get into school, and I'll be tip-top shape.
All right. Well, the season's gone pretty fast here, and I know it's been a kind of a tough stretch. You played Hugoton twice there, and then Southeast Saline, and then Kingman along the way there. But, you know, it's been a tough one last night. What were some things that you liked about your play, and what are some things that maybe you want to look back at and say I need to improve on?
I think just recently, I think just kind of keeping that focus during games. I think it's so easy to lose focus and just kind of fall off a little defensively, or, you know, just those little miscues, and, you know, you think you can afford them, but eventually they add up and they cost you.
And I know it was a tough outcome on Saturday, but how tough was it to kind of get back into things after such a grueling matchup with Hugoton on that Friday night?
I mean, it was a little difficult, but for me personally, it was just another game. I mean, mm-hmm. Win or lose, you know, the next one's going to be played regardless, so.
All right, but you've had 12 games in. You've played quite a bit here this year, and what's been your what do you feel like your best game's been so far?
I don't know. That's hard to say. Obviously, points-wise, it'd be that La Junta game. I had a career high. I don't know. I'd personally say that Coronado game. I thought that was a good environment, mm-hmm. close game for us, early test, and we were able to pull it out.
Absolutely. And how would which one is your best dunk?
Not too hard to pick. There's only a handful, but I guess I'd say that Cimarron one, just because it meant a little more to the actual game.
That's right. You had to feel like at that moment, you're like, there's no way we're losing this one.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it got me fired up, obviously, and the rest of, you know, our fans that happen to be there and all of our boys that got us going. And, you know, after something like that, it definitely does feel like you can't lose that.
You get a home game again Friday night, and I know that's got to be pretty exciting to play back in the home confines.
Yeah, no, home games are definitely a good time. You know, it's nice to have the home crowd, but for me personally, I enjoy not having to make the commute more.
I understand there. Well, thanks again, Sage. Keep up the good work, and good luck to you rest of this way here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Sage Steckline, and they'll hand off the headset to another senior in Coy Vance here. And he's played a role, a lot of different positions this year. And I'll ask you right off the bat, what position do you like playing the most?
I probably like guard more. It's a little less physical. It hurts the body a lot less.
There you go. And you don't have to go up against any taller people, right?
Right. And I'm not very big, so when I have to go in the post, I got to work a lot harder than most guys.
And you had a pretty nice night last night coming off the bench there. And what do you feel like that you bring off the bench for the team?
I always try to just bring a lot of energy and get the guys going. And if somebody's down, I always try to bring them up.
All right, and what do you feel like maybe your favorite game has been so far this year?
Even though we lost, I've got to say that Hugoton game last Friday. It was just a great environment, especially for it being, you know, mm-hmm. 3 hours away. There was a lot of people there, and double overtime, it was exciting. It was really fun. Even though we lost, it was still really fun.
You know, and win or lose, that's always so tough to kind of refocus for the next day. And how tough was it for you?
Physically it wasn't bad, but I think mentally, kind of as a group, we were all kind of drained from the long weekend and not being home for a long time. We were all pretty drained mentally.
And speaking of home, you get to be playing back at home on Friday, and do you remember about anything with the court or anything, or what a game? It's been forever since it's been home.
No, we practiced on it today, and it was the most unfamiliar place ever. We haven't been there in so long.
Oh man, that's got to be pretty tough though. But it's also got to be pretty exciting. I think this is one of four home games left of the season, and the season's going so fast. What do you want to do here as you guys go through the rest of this year?
Clean up little mistakes and show people how good we really can be.
All right, I think you guys can be that team. And once again, senior Coy Vance joining us here, and thanks again, and good luck to you coming up throughout the season here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Coy Vance joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to get Coach Brian Gentry coming up here next here. As the Beavers will be back at home on Friday nights. And, well, okay. And as, it's going to be Cimarron at home. And Coach Brian Gentry now gets the headset on. Well, it's been 42 days since you guys will have home games between that. It almost feels like you're back in the old JUCO days with the Christmas break.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a long time that we've been home, so it'll be nice to get back. And not only that, and to anybody that's listening, Friday could be, you know, a pretty special day, really. Uh-huh. I mean, you get 2 o'clock tip off for 8th grade and 7th grade basketball. You get a lot of kids in there. You can make a whole day of it, really. I mean, starting at 2 o'clock all the way through our game. I mean, so I encourage anybody who's in Scott City and around on Friday that, you know, just make a day of it. Come out two o'clock and watch a bunch of games.
I think it'll be exciting just to see all the middle school kids, like 3rd grade through 6th grade, in there to watch it. And it'll get loud in there. It kind of reminds you of like the kids' day at the K or something like that.
It's going to be really loud in there at 2 o'clock. They did it for the girls, and it was pretty cool. Unfortunately, the girls went to halftime and the bell rang, so they were all gone. But it'll be really cool. You know, those 8th grade boys, 7th grade boys, a lot of which sit, you know, in the front row, mm-hmm. during our games. You know, it'd be cool to get a lot of people there for their games and a lot of our guys as well to kind of support them, because they do a great job of supporting us. So, again, you know, if you're out there and you're in town and it's decent weather, come on out, man. Start at 2 o'clock and watch a bunch of basketball. It'll be a fun day.
Absolutely. Last night, I know it was a tough game, and I thought there was a lot of good things you guys did despite the outcome, but just some tough stretches as well. And as you look back at last night, what really hurt you guys the most?
Well, I mean, right off the bat, our ball screen defense has been struggling, whether that be a lack of communication or just kind of playing off of hot shooters. You know, either way, it really cost us last night. Deshaun had hit a couple threes already. We had a late communication, and he hit another one. So some of that stuff needs to be cleaned up and should be cleaned up by Friday. You know, but other than that, defensively, we were pretty fine. They got downhill a little bit, but that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They get into the paint. They create space so that they can attack. So, you know, we need to do a better job of communicating. And then offensively, I think they just took us out of a rhythm. We didn't have much flow after we ran our primary break, you know, running through the rest of our stuff. And you know, it's pretty evident when we don't get the ball into the post and score in the post, you know, in the first or third quarter. So we got to do a better job of that. And I think our guys are, you know, they're pretty receptive to everything that we do and try to, you know, kind of install so that we can have an advantage. But just have to do a little bit better job of playing in that flow once our primary and secondary breaks are gone and, you know, continuing to look through the post and playing off of them. And then again, you know, our guards, you know, they're more than capable of stepping up, you know, and I think Alex did a great job last night of kind of, you know, finishing at the rim and taking what the defense gave him. But, you know, don't get me wrong. Hugoton is very, very good.
Yeah.
And playing them at home, you know, we knew it wasn't going to be any joke up there. So, you know, unfortunate that our offense didn't click a little bit better. But again, you know, some of that has to do with their pressure. So we just got to be smarter. We've got to be a little bit more assertive getting it into the post. I think we have opportunities. But at times, you know, when you're getting pressured for an extended period of time, it's tough to either keep your dribble or keep your composure long enough to really look in there and get it to them. So we just got to be a little bit better with that.
I think you had to like the fight from your team. You guys were down 18 in that third quarter, had it down to 11 late, and really that was the margin at halftime too, was 11. And so really at the second half, you end up really playing even Steven on the road.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just the when we did get it back, and I think we got it back to, you know, in that second quarter, it was probably down to 6 or 7, kind of midway through. We had a couple turnovers, and then, like I said, a couple of miscues on some ball screen defense, and they kind of get on a run, and they don't need much to, you know, to get hot. And they shot the ball pretty well last night, and we took a little, probably a few too many gambles up high, which would allow them to, you know, get some easier buckets. But again, you know, we're going to to continue to learn from it. And our schedule is no joke. I mean, it is completely stacked with teams who are solid. I mean, there's no nights where you just look at the calendar and say, okay, we'll win this night, we'll win that night. I mean, our non-league opponents at Hayes, at Lakin, you know, that we still have, that's no joke. And then Goodlin, Hugoton again, Holcomb, obviously, Colby at Colby. I mean, so it's a grind. Yeah. But again, it's a fun part of the season. And the group of guys that we have, man, I wouldn't want anybody else to be with, because these guys, they come and, you know, we lose a hard game Saturday. Mm-hmm. Monday, you know, we go through everything and then back to Hugoton on Tuesday. And they haven't lost their fight. Their attitude's great. So I'm looking forward to this. And, you know, it's going to be a fun, you know, few weeks and try to put us in the best situation that we can for Substate.
Yep, Cimarron coming up Friday night, second time around, and they've had a few more wins since the last time you guys played them.
Yeah, I saw they won one really big.
Yeah.
So that was strange to see, but not because they're not capable of it. It was just a really, really strange score that I saw, if that's right. But no, you know, it starts off with the Copper kid. If we can't keep him in front of us, he's going to make the rest of their players a little bit better. And that was kind of the problem there. You know, we had way too many turnovers the first game that we played them. We never really got into a flow offensively, and defensively we struggled to keep him in front. He really scored big in the first half against us down there. In the second half, we were able to kind of, you know, keep him in front and make him score over the top. So we got to be locked in defensively. We got to have better communication. And offensively, we need to pound it into the post. We need to get our guys playing off of the post, and we will. It's not going to be lost on our guys, you know, what we need to do to put ourselves in position to succeed. We just got to do it a little bit more often. You know, we can't have those lulls in there where it's, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes where maybe a post player hasn't touched the ball yet. So if we're not getting layups with our guards, you know, the post guy's got to touch it, and we got to play off of it.
All right. Should be fun when they're Friday night for you guys back home, and get Cimarron and league game for you guys there. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here as well from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, as always, here, and we'll see you on Friday.
All right. Thanks.